Welcome to Holding Center, a podcast created to help you own and hold center stage, not only on show day, but also in your life. I'm your host, Ashley Markham, owner of Myo Strength, and joined with me is my co-host, Ashley Spoker, owner of B&B Fit. Let's hold center. So, you know this one girl that came to me with proposing, like, oh, it was like a month and a half ago, and
is she bikini?
She, like, her coach says she was bikini, but looking at her in person, I was like, probably we could grow into wellness because she's like, she's thick, and especially in her quads. And it's like, I was like, listen, like, I am not a fan of intentionally trying to atrophy muscle. Like, if your body wants to grow, I'd rather encourage that growth, because as females, how many times do we try to like shove ourselves into like a skinny small box? I'm like, listen, if you're a female and your body's telling me it wants to grow, let's encourage that growth. But she was just struggling. And I told you about this girl because she was sending me like pictures and stuff like that, and like of her poses and stuff. And we were trying to go back and forth on like how to help her. And she actually signed with me as an athlete. Like, originally I was just like talking to her about posing, but she signed with me full on as an athlete.
And
she
yeah.
sent me, I know, it's really, really cool. But she sent me this today. She's like, Ash, I'm happy to be one of your athletes. It's pretty cool how well you balance like honest bluntness and hard truths, but also provide the validation and congratulations when needed. Happy and most of all, proud to be here and have you on this journey with me. Like, that's a very, very high praise as a coach, because that's exactly what coaching is. It's like providing a high level of service to be goal oriented, because again, people are paying you to reach these goals, right? Like, that's the whole point of coaching, is like guided direction and step to hit a goal, whether you're a health and fitness coach like Ash and I, or whether you're like a life coach or a fucking strength and conditioning coach or another coach for a different sport. But you can't just be the best friend, because even though like Ash and I are really close and best friends and we can actually like beat on each other to be progression, there are some friends that are just like only being positive. So if you need someone to pull your head out of your ass, like, they're not going to do that. So like, coaches have to have that balance between like being friends enough to have this open level of vulnerability and honesty, but then also have the coach aspect of being able to pull your head out of your ass if you're doing things that are counterintuitive or making you take steps backwards. So I thought that was really nice.
No, that is, that's like a top, yeah, like top tier compliment, to be honest with you. It can be hard. It can be so difficult when you have to have like those conversations with people. Cause like you said, they are your friend, like, you know, and you only want what's best for them. And it's like, oh, man, like me and you actually just had this conversation Sunday, Saturday. I can't even remember what day it was, Saturday maybe, about like how you can call me out on my stuff and I'm never mad at you. And like, cause it's only what you want is like better for me, if that makes sense. So good for you. I love that. So like, what are you and this client up to? Like, are you guys just training, growing into wellness off season?
Yeah. So right now she's going on a trip, and she's been really good about tracking and staying on top of her nutrition and stuff like that. So I'm challenging her by doing like eat four meals, like have four or five different fruits and veggies per day, like lean meats at every meal, but like, we don't need to track. We don't need to weigh things out, because especially like something that never makes any goddamn sense to me is when someone's on vacation and they're wanting to track, but they're going out to eat for every single meal. To me, that is such wasted energy, because unless you were preparing each meal yourself and knowing what goes into it, even loosely tracking, it's like, why bother? To me, you're using that as a crutch, almost like a mental illness, when in reality, it's like you would do so much better putting the phone away, looking at the menu, making a choice of, I need a protein, I need a starchy carb, and like a fruit or a veg. That would serve you so much further than having your phone out on the dinner table when you're out with family and friends and trying to like Tetris like chicken parmesan. Cause like,
dude,
you just don't know what's in it. And yeah, you can guesstimate, but like, for crying out loud, I would feel so disrespected if I was out like with Eric and he was like plugging into his phone, like while we're at dinner, like all of this random shit. And I'm like, dude, just like take the free meal or make good choices. Like, let's not be a slave to MyFitnessPal. And I was fully guilty of that when I first started too. And that's how I know it's wasted energy.
Dude, I used to do that shit all the time. Or like I would go as far as like not just like not even eating and like kind of be so stressed about like bringing food everywhere and like trying to find a grocery store or like driving with my food in a whole bunch of cooler, which isn't necessarily like a bad thing, but like also like it became a bad thing for me because it was so obsessive. So like yeah, and then like trying to figure it out and like then or like I don't know if you were like one of these people, but I was, and it was like trying to make all those modifications and like being like, hey, can you go ask the cook, like, does he use butter? Does he use spray? What kind of oil does he have? Or like, can you run back there and see like what kind of like X, Y, and Z? Is there like a nutrition label? Like I've been at coffee shops and I've asked people to see like the almond milk like nutrition label on the bottle, like to see what exactly the macros are for it. And then I've asked if they can like weigh it out and like or like put it, you know, in like a measuring cup and see how many ounces it is. And they're like, what the fuck? Like,
I
yeah, I've been
can't
that
say
psycho.
that I have, but
Yeah. And
I
I
also
wasn't
used
even
to weigh out
impressed.
my eggs though. So it's like we have different levels of crazy, right? Like for me, if I'm going to a coffee shop, I'm just gonna have black coffee, right? Like just boom, easy. But I, again, used to weigh out eggs. So it's like,
Wait, like and like egg whites or the egg with the yolk?
the egg, like the whole fucking, like your chicken poops out an egg, I would weigh that.
No.
Yes. So
Why?
it's like we're different levels of crazy because, like, that's fucking crazy. But so is what I did. But, like, no, I would that, like, just hearing you say that, like, sends my anxiety through the roof. So for me, an easy solution is just order black coffee.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think it was just part of like, I don't know. Well, I'm not even gonna lie. I used to have like a so after my first like season of prep and then binging, I was so scared that I was gonna get that heavy again. So like, I tracked every single thing, and if it wasn't to a T, like I would bring my scale everywhere with me. I rarely ate out. Like my coach would even be like, "Have a free meal." I could never. Like it was just so hard for me. And I would, yeah, like I said, like I would do shit like that where I'm like, can I see the nutrition label? And like people would be like, what the fuck? Or even people I'd with be like, dude, like it's just a splash. Like it doesn't matter. Like you're not in prep. But I couldn't let go of that control. It was like, it had like a chokehold on me. Like,
You were a
yeah.
prisoner, and I'm gonna renege what I said. I never did that as a bodybuilder, but when I was balls deep in my eating disorder, oh yeah, oh yeah. Like if we would go out to dinner, and my family always ate at chain restaurants, I'd have to know where we were going. I would already look at the nutrition
Yeah.
label from like Red Lobster, for example. I would always have the lowest calorie menu item already selected, already logged in MyFitnessPal, and if they did not have what I would order, it would be like deer in the headlights. You would be paralyzed
Yes.
because you're
Oh my
like,
God.
what? What?
I
Like, you
plan my whole
literally
day
do.
around this. Yeah.
Like, you literally don't even know what to do. You're just like looking at the waiter, like, water. Like, I'll have water, I guess. Or it's like,
Dude.
yeah, you would like spiral and like try to deviate, like do like a juke and be like, okay, can you just do steamed broccoli? And they're like, oh, is it okay if there's butter? No, just broccoli, like just throw it in the. I literally said, just throw it in the microwave. Like I know you have one back there, just throw it in there. And they'll be like, man, we don't have a microwave. And I was like, listen, steamed. Like I would be so bitchy about it because I was so scared and so disordered that like it just, God, I totally forgot. That was like a deep-rooted memory, man.
And I used to like never say, like, I think I would like cover it up, I guess you could say, by being like, I just have like a lot of food allergies and a lot of food sensitivities. I'm sorry, but like, I'm very allergic to certain things. When it was like, no, I'm just very disordered. I mean, like, now I'm like dairy and gluten free, but like, I'm not that fucking neurotic about it as I was compared to like when I was balls deep into like worrying about my body and, you know, what food and every little morsel that went into my mouth. It was like, holy shit, dude. And like, just looking back at it, like, I feel so sad. I feel so sad for you. I feel so sad for me. But it's like cool to see our growth from that. But like, yeah, I just don't think, like, I agree. Like, a lot of my athletes would be like, hey, like, what macros do you have for me for vacation? And I'm like, okay, well, what does your vacation look like? Well, you know, I'm gonna be at, you know, Disney World, or I'm going to, oh, the best is when they're at like an all-inclusive resort, like in Mexico or something, and they're like, well, how should I track? You probably
You
fucking should.
don't.
Like, there's no point. Like you said, like what? I don't understand. Like, there's no point. Like, don't even stress yourself out. Like, just be smart. Like, I trust you. And like, worst case scenario, you eat like a dick bag. You come back to your next check-in. We talk about it. We find a solution. We figure out where the stem from that you went completely balls to the wall and take the right course of action. Like, what, like, did you feel deprived before we go in? Do we need therapy involved? You know, kind of like one of those things. Like, where are we at? Like, there's no wrong answer, but it's like, dude, like, don't try and like, you're in like a foreign country. Like, you're never gonna fucking know what they're using over there, or like versus over here.
My
It's so
fitness pal Espanol. Like, what the fuck?
right.
No, it's actually a really good like segue, because Eric and I just kind of today is our 7-year wedding anniversary. So
Yay.
yeah,
Happy
so
anniversary. I know. I
thanks.
saw your ice cream and your waffle cone.
Yeah, that was actually going to be something that I was kind of talking about. It's like, oh, we left Thursday and then left Sunday
Sunday.
like afternoon. So it was like, Thursday to Sunday,
How far is the
and
drive?
like 2 hours. It was
Oh,
nothing.
really?
Yeah, so freaking just yeah,
Oh, I thought it was
nothing.
closer to like 4.5 or 5. Wow.
No, dude, I was like, it's not bad.
I didn't know you were that close. I guess I
I
knew
didn't know
less.
either.
Need a lesson in geography.
And same. But yeah, we went, and I was on plan. Like, if we went on a date, like that would just be my free meal, my untracked meal that I get. And like, when I had an extra ice cream cone with a waffle cone, because waffle cones slap titties, like, yes, I tracked that. But again, you also have to keep in mind that, like, a 600 calorie ice cream cone, like, one, that probably was a way overestimation. And two, when you're maintaining on 3,000 calories, like, I'm not worried about nutrients at that point. And then also, to make matters like not worse, but to make, a more of a complete picture, we walked everywhere, man. We were probably doing like 7, 8 to 9, 10 mile days. So like, again, like, I didn't bring the scale in terms of like the body weight scale. I brought my food scale, because again, we did have an Airbnb, and I didn't want to eat out for every meal, because not only do you feel like donkey shit, but like, also that's so expensive. So I'm like, just bring my Costco groceries to Myrtle Beach, and it was fine. Like, we had a great time. We rented one of those like Slingshot, which is like one of those like little track cars that like
Oh
have.
yeah, I saw that. That's cool.
It was really
Mermaid
cool.
Man and Barnacle Boy.
Yeah, literally. But no, it was a great weekend. Like I said, like, it wasn't about food, it was just about us. And that was probably like the first vacation I think I was ever able to fully take, where it was like, I'm not worried about like tracking my macros, even though, like, yes, I stayed on plan, but like, it wasn't a concern or a worry. I just did. Like, I stayed in the moment and just enjoyed anniversary and the time with Eric, and I got to meet one of my athletes, and that was special. But like, it was so nice to have myself prepared ahead of time without having the anxiety of like, what are my meals gonna be? Like, where are we going out to eat? Because, like, again, it wasn't a fucking food trip. It wasn't like an eat, pray, love thing. It was just a vacation with my husband.
That's funny. I'm going on vacation. I leave on Sunday. Today's Monday. So when you guys will listen to this, it's Thursday. So that'll likely be 2 days before I leave, 3 days. So but same thing. I think about, so I'm going to Disney, Orlando. So I went to Disney in December of 2021. And I was like 9 or 10 weeks post-show. No, maybe that's closer to. No, I lied. So my show was the beginning of October, and I went like probably the week before Christmas. So it was probably like 13 weeks or so. But I was like so neurotic and so stressed because I went to like Disney. You can't track any of that shit. So like I remember like we went to like whatever the grocery store and got a bunch of stuff, and I like was only eating that. And like I had like a free meal here and there, but like I would like lay there at night and just be like, oh my God, that was a horrible decision. It was wrong. Like I'm, kind of in the middle of my reverse. And like nothing fucking happened, dude. Like I was still fucking lean mean when I came back. And now it's like crazy to see like this time going to Disney, like I don't even give a shit. Like I'm like, I will figure it out when I get there. Like we're gonna go to Walmart. I'm gonna get like some fruit that doesn't need to go in like a refrigerator because all we have is like a little tiny thing. So like apples, bananas, little oranges, things like that. But like I'm not gonna stress about it. Like I just want to be chilling, be vibing, and like you said, like we're gonna be walking a ton. Like Disney is huge. Like walking back and forth between the parks and going on the rides and stuff like that. And just like we're going with like my family, so it's just gonna be like a lot of people and stuff like that. And my mom is like a Disney fanatic, so it'll be fun just to go on rides and chill and see everyone be all happy in the most magical place on earth. But like I said, like I'm not even stressing about it. I'm even less stressed now that I'm like gluten and dairy free. And I'm just like, dude, like in my mind, like every place there's got to be a chicken breast and some type of veggie somewhere and maybe a fucking potato, right? Like it's like, I'll figure it out when I get there. Versus like you said before, I'd be like, oh my God, what restaurant are we going to eat at in Disney? I got to look it up. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. And now I'm like, I'm going to find a chicken boob and that's going to be good enough for me.
Yeah, and plus Disney's really good about you bringing meals anyway, because like
Yeah.
they get that like people have like allergies and shit like that. So it's not like you can't like pack snacks and stuff like that, because you probably should, because you are going to be so active that the energy that you're going to be expending, like you're not want to gonna go out to eat for every single meal,
Oh.
because like, oh,
And
that
like,
fails.
well, yeah, that's expensive. And like, also, too, like, I don't know. I like, you're right. I probably should bring some snacks because, like, I know me, it's like when it's hot, I don't want to eat. Like, I'm just like, Like, just give me 10 gallons of water. And like, that's all I can like do. So maybe I'll get like, you know what I really like? I don't know if people like these. I don't know what your thoughts on them, but I like those RX bars. They're like, they
Are
have
those the
like,
ones where it's like egg whites? It has like four ingredients or whatever. I don't know if I've ever
yeah.
had them, because like I don't want to say I'm anti-protein bar, because that's not the truth. Because I understand, especially with protein bars like that that are like not shit. Like, I understand the convenience factor, but for me, because I wasted thousands of dollars on like MetRx bars, Quest bars, I can't even remember all the names, because I had like a phase of protein bars, like I would so much rather just eat real food. So much rather.
Yeah. No, I feel that. I mean, I don't have that history that you did, but like, I don't know. I don't even know what the protein content is in these. I don't even think it's that high compared to like, you know, actual protein bars. Like, I think it's probably like 16 or something or 12 maybe, but the texture is really weird on them. It's kind of like dates, but I like it. I think they are made with dates. That's why. I think they're like that thick chewiness. I don't know. I think they're good, but maybe I'll shove a couple of those in my fanny pack. I'm gonna bring a fanny pack. I think that's cool.
I love that. Now that'll be good. Are you guys like celebrating anything? Is it like an anniversary or just a vacation?
So just the vacation. I mean, it falls on obviously like Mother's Day, is Sunday and my mom's going, so that's
Oh,
obviously
the good.
fun. And then well, this week is Nurses Week, and then next week is Police Week. So it kind of like overlaps like Alex for Police Week, me for Nurses Week.
That's cute.
Yeah, which like is crazy because like we do like nothing at my hospital for like Nurses Week. It's really weird. You'd think we get a little bit more celebration, but we don't. Not that I need celebration, but still, it's just interesting to see. Like some
Yeah,
of
it
these
would
other
be good
people.
for morale though. Damn.
Oh my God, I wish. I know it'd be so good. Like, I was like, why can't we play some games or something? We put a sign out front that says Happy Nurses Week, and then we get like a gift.
That's
I don't
weak
know.
sauce.
Dude, the gifts are like weird too. Like one was like this. Oh, it was like a bento box, lunch box with like a wooden top on it. And I'm like, it was like this big.
And you're like,
Right.
how about an actual fucking lunch?
I was like, dude, what the f I'm like, I can't even fit one of my meals in here. First of all, one, two, this is stupid. Straight up.
Yikes.
And it had like our hospital like logo and emblem on it. I was like, I'm embarrassed to like carry this around. I can't put this in my fucking lunch box. Like, I'm like, all my bodybuilding friends will make fun of me. I can't have this.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
And then I can't remember, like, I mean, this will be my fifth year there. I don't even think I've ever gotten another gift. Like, oh, one was a blanket. It was a blanket. It like kind of like rolled up and like had like a nice little Velcro thing around it that was like our hospital logo on it too. And like, I'm like, I don't need any more fucking blankets. I'm sorry. I'm not even gonna take that home
Yo, I
because
would take a blanket over a fucking bento box.
yeah, I don't know. I mean, they both suck. I'd rather just take nothing. It's just more clutter in my house.
I want to know, like, if they do that just for like the budget's sake, because you know how like places like don't want their budgets to get cut. So it's like, oh, we have like $20,000 left over. What can we do? I know. How about fucking custom bento boxes for our nurses?
Probably. Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's probably what it is. They're just like, yeah, we're gonna write that off.
Oh my God.
Whatever.
Speaking
It's
of
hard.
clutter and shit, I have to know, since you're about to go on vacation, when you return from vacation, what
Ooh.
does it look like? Like, I mean, I literally mean like you open your house door, you walk in, you have your suitcase in your hand. What are your next steps? What do you do?
I unpack instantly.
Beautiful. Keep going. Like, t I tell me the deets.
So here's the thing. I'm a very light packer.
Okay.
I'm going to Disney from Sunday to Monday, or Sunday to Friday. I'm bringing one pair of leggings, three pairs of shorts, and then a romper, and that's it. And like two tank tops and a bathing suit. And that's it. That's all I'm gonna bring. And then obviously toothbrush, hairbrush, and that's it, probably. And my computer, because I need to work. Like the main thing is the computer and then like the fucking snacks I'm bringing on the goddamn plane. Like anything else, I don't give a fuck about. So like when I come in, I unpack, I literally just have like a backpack, but like I take everything out. Usually, like I said, I have a cooler inside my backpack, so that gets unpacked first. Throw it in the fridge, and then I instantly like put my clothes in the washing machine, put everything away, like my hairbrush, that, put my backpack back where it goes in the basement, and done. That's it. I don't understand how people leave their shit packed for like a fucking week. First of all, I wear the same fucking comfortable clothes every single fucking week. So if they were to sit in a bag, I would be running around naked because I don't have
Which
anything
you
else
already
on.
do anyway, but
I know, I know. It was so funny. I didn't have a shirt on before this, and Alex was like, "Can I put this shirt in the washing machine?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, I think I'm done wearing a shirt for the day." And I was like, "Oh, I have the podcast. Not that you would care, but sometimes you were at least
I
ready to leave."
literally sent you a picture of me topless. Like Joe's like tan lines, and it was just like my tits in your
Oh
face.
my God, I know. I like literally that made my day. I was so happy. I did not expect that. It was great. There was nothing that warranted it either. Just like I opened up my phone. I was like, "Yes, I've been waiting for this moment for the
Eric was
last."
like, you probably shouldn't be sending that to people. I was like, okay, so one, it's Ash, not people, it's Ash. And two,
Right.
like, my tits are already on the internet. Like, my plastic surgeon,
Oh
like,
yeah,
just
you were a
boom.
model.
Yeah. So it's like, people want to see my titties, they can. And if anything,
Right.
I look better now because I have more muscle. And so therefore, I look like better. But like, it's one of those things, it's like, my titties are already out there. You know what I'm saying? At least now
Right.
they have tan line titties.
That was fun. That was a good, you tan pretty
Dude, I
pretty easy.
tan. I don't know what genetic thing I have because Eric just burns. He just
Yeah.
burns. Me, just tan.
That's
Like,
exactly how Alex and I are. Like, I get tan instantly. And, well, Alex is like a ginger, so it makes sense.
yeah.
But he just is a crispy guy. He
Yeah, but
doesn't get tan after he burns, though. Like, you know how, like, if you burn, like, I'm sure you're like this. Like, if you get a little bit of a burn, like, you just instantly turn tan.
yeah, that's what happened
Like,
here.
right. Like barely a burn. Like, and like within the next day, you're like tan. It's not like a couple of days. Like, he'll burn and then he's just white again. I'm like,
He'll just
how
like
does that
shed it
even
off like a fucking like
snake?
reptile, a
Yeah.
snake.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, that's so unfortunate. I'm sorry, dude. That
It
sucks.
is.
Hate
Dude, but I'm the
to
same way. Like Eric and I have a system. After 7 years of marriage, I would say 8 or 9 years of vacationing to have it down to a science. He brings all the stuff in. He will take the clothes bag and toiletries and go do his thing in the back bedroom. I unpack all the food. I do like all of our supplements, all of like anything kitchen related, I will unpack and I will start to thaw out and meal prep things for the week. And once he's done unpacking, I will make sure that we are both showered and cleaned. I will start laundry. I will fold the laundry and put it away. We are unpacked and sitting on our couch on our asses with everything like vacation mode completely done within 3.5 hours.
Yeah, dude, I love that. It's, I mean, yeah, like, oh, also another thing about that. Are you someone that cleans your house before you go on vacation?
Yes, we clean before and
Yep.
after. So before is spotless, even the bathrooms. After is just vacuuming because again, we have cats, so they still have hair and stuff and like litter. So I'll vacuum the house after we've kind of been a to tornado unpacking. But yes, house is cleaned head to toe, including the bathrooms, because when I come back, I want to take a fresh shit in my fresh toilet.
Oh yeah, I need a fresh sheet in that. Yeah, it's just like resets too. I hate that. Like I hate like coming home to a messy house. I just feel like it doesn't set anyone up for success, and then you're like behind the ball because you have to like clean. And like, who wants to clean when they just get home from vacation after traveling, whether it's in a car or on a plane? It just still fucking sucks. Like, I just not in the mood for it. And then like, I don't know. I just need to not waste time doing that because I have other important things to get me like set back up for the week, like meal prepping. You know, get all make sure like all my gym stuff, or plan my days out, or what am I gonna do for the gym depending on what it is, or. Like, I don't have time to sit there and clean my whole fucking house. Like, it's just, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it sets you up for success at all, like, to be honest with you. I
No,
don't know
I
how people
completely
do that. If
agree.
you guys do, let us know. Let us know how you do it, and then let us know how you sleep at night because you're fucking nuts.
Well, I'm gonna tell you how I sleep at night because I used to be that person because I was a child of divorce, right? So like I,
Go back and
commuted
forth.
every other weekend to my dad's. And yeah, even though I had like dressers and shit at my dad's, it's like I was only going to be there for 2 days. So for me, it's like you're living out of a suitcase anyway. So it's like, why fucking bother? So like, I definitely understand. It's like, why bother unpacking and settling in when you know you're about to like leave in a couple of days? I
Yeah.
get that. But it took a while for me to like break out of that. Like, it's because it kind of is an insecurity, right? It's an insecurity because you know you're not going to be staying there. So what's the point in getting comfortable? But like, when you realize that, like, it's not actually like very like environmentally friendly in terms of like how you're perceiving your environment and where you're living, like you can't actually take true rest and find true comfort, and that's really sad.
Yeah, no, I mean, it aligns with kind of like your path of life, essentially. Like, like you're just like not comfortable. You can't rest. Like, you can't let go again of like that control. And it's like that mindset that kind of like stops you from, I guess, crossing over from allowing yourself, but that's crazy. I don't know. I've never been, I mean, I guess you said because your parents were divorced, so like that's you kind of th were thrown into that situation, but I've never been one that's like can just leave it. I can't leave a lot of things though.
That's true.
That's something I gotta like work on. I'm like, oh, I can't. I was actually talking to one of my athletes about this because we were talking about, she sent me one of her first videos of her deadlifting, and I kind of felt like a dick because I was like, what is this? I was like, is this a video of you deadlifting? And I know your thing is like, you send me what the video is, your what I have
I
programmed for
do
you.
for exactly that because I have done that before where I had no guidance, no direction. So it's like if they send me a deadlift and it looks like a squat, and I'm like, why are we like, that's a really bad squat. Let's fix this. And like, oh no, it's a deadlift. It's like, oh, well, then tell me that so I can give you the proper form. So that was just a lesson learned on my part.
Right. So maybe I should have them do this, but at this point I was just happy she sent me a video. So, they looked more like RDLs. And, we were talking about, she's like, oh wow, like, I sent her a video of me deadlifting and, I was drawing all over it, put arrows on it. Here's how I want your hips. Here's when you should do your knee flexion, how your spine should be, where your chest should, all of this shit, right? To get a really good deadlift, one, obviously, mostly for safety reasons, right? Number one is because high injury with deadlifts, right? So, anyways, she's like, oh my God, your deadlifts are perfect. Those are so great. So then I was like, let me tell you. So I sent her a video of like my first deadlift ever, like of this segment of where they were perfect to like a year before. And we were talking about, she's like, wow, those are so, she's like, wow, I didn't know yours were that bad. I was like, well, yeah, like, I had to start somewhere too, but, to circle this back around, I was like, yeah, I could not let go of the fact that I wanted perfect deadlifts. So every single week, my video to my coach was deadlift, 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 like back and forth. And yeah, it's a good thing because now my deadlifts are really great. Like I haven't done them in quite some time. I did them 2 weeks ago. Form was still there. I was like, sweet, that's impressive. But nonetheless, I could not let it go. And like, it literally was like consuming my life. And I know that sounds like crazy, but like, even when I wasn't at the gym, like, I was watching videos of people deadlift. Like, I wanted to know more. I wanted to like, and it was like, I could not fucking let that go. And I was so hyper fixated on it until I was like satisfied with it. So yeah, it's a good thing because I achieved my goal of getting good deadlifts and perfect deadlifts, but like also it's like kind of, my issue, my fault of like, oh yeah, like I'm always watching deadlift videos. Like when I'm in the gym, that's all I care about. Like I don't give a fuck. Like in the rest of my lift didn't really matter. Like I was like, yeah, like those are okay. I don't really care. But as long as my deadlift has like all of my energy, all of my attention, like the rest of my lift can like fuck off. And like it obviously, like you could tell by my previous physique. And like also too, I was at a point where like I was like, I think I was stressing myself out about it so much that I had such high inflammation too.
Yep. Those are compulsive like tendencies that even I struggle with, right? Because it's like we have certain things that trigger us about like trying to be perfect when it comes to our physique, our form, how we train. Maybe like for me, like I had to get over crumbs in my house. Like if
Oh, yeah.
Eric would make a mess or leave powders everywhere, it would like it what it does is it consumes you. It
Yeah.
consumes you, becomes this such aggressive pulsion where you have to clean multiple times a day, or you practice your deadlift form multiple times a day. You watch videos, you ask other people, you send your videos. Like I said, like it consumes you to the point where you're scratching this itch. And what happens when you scratch an itch? It gets itchier, right? And sometimes that can be beneficial because great, your deadlift form is like the bee's knees now. But because of that compulsion, how much life did you actually lose because of it? And it's like, if you're honest with yourself, more than you care to share. And I completely relate to that.
Yeah, and I think like that happens often with like bodybuilding too. And I know, I mean, you've talked about this so much. I remember like if you listen to like a lot of our earlier podcasts, we talk about like having a hobby and, you know, doing something for yourself like that's outside of the sport, because like you said, you miss out so much on living life. And I think that becomes a downfall. And I don't want to say you miss out on, well, no, you do miss out on life, but I don't want it to sound like you're being lazy in prep if you're also doing other things in life, because people are like, oh, you can't do both. And that's that all or nothing mindset. But like, I mean, my first prep compared to my second prep, like, was so different. Like, my first prep, I was a hermit. I didn't go outside. I didn't want to see nobody. And I missed out on, I mean, I lived 6 blocks away from the beach and I never went to the beach. I never hung out at the beach. One, I was scared to get tan lines and ruin my tan for show day. I like just was like, nope, I don't want to go to the beach. Like, there's no microwave for my food, like this, that. Like, I shut down completely. And like, I was miserable that entire prep. I was so upset. I hated every minute of my life. I hated my job. Like, everything was just like such a nuance for me. And then my second prep, like, I became more lax, and like I still went on vacation like with my family where I wouldn't have done that before. And like obviously we got an Airbnb with the kitchen so I could prep everything and all that. And mind you, like the vacation was like 2 months or 3 months out from my show. Like, it wasn't a week before. Like, I wasn't stupid, right? But you know, so it's just like it's crazy to me that like sometimes we get so hyper focused and like we lose sight of like other things that matter in life. And we have to like always remember that, like, yes, like bodybuilding is important, like it does require a lot of our energy, but like to what extent, you know, you can't really just, and I see it all the fucking time. I see it all the time. And then I think people just become assholes because of it. Like, I think they're miserable in their life because there is nothing else, because they think that they have to be like the diehard bodybuilder, like, and nothing else. It's like, no, you can be both. Like, you can be a lot of things. You can be not both. You can be a lot of things, and including being a bodybuilder.
Think, but they're also scared though, because it's like all they know is bodybuilding. So it's like they don't really have the confidence in anything else to try something new. And if they lose bodybuilding, they are nothing. Which is why they kind of become like aggressive and guarded, because like that was me, 3 years ago. It's like I had nothing other than bodybuilding, and that was that. I sent you that post that I made, and you were like, "Ew!" And I was like, "I know." Like I was a
Right.
fucking prick. Like I
Yeah,
was,
you
right? Because
were.
that's all I was a bodybuilder. And when I stopped being in such like a ancillary community where it was just a bunch of bodybuilders, it was like, damn, like it is so much better to be someone else outside of the sport of bodybuilding and still take it just as seriously. Because again, like I have goals and aspirations for my competitive career, but like you can do other things and still eat your food and train really hard and get your sleeps. Like for crying out loud, I went to the beach and I flew a kite.
Ooh,
Like
that's cool. That's
it
really cool.
was so cool, right? Like I flew a kite. We rented these slingshots, which are like little race car things, and drove around where like we did other things other than talk about bodybuilding and be bodybuilding. But I did the bodybuilder things while also doing the human things. And that's why it was one of the best vacations ever. And why when I came back, there was no gotta get back on track because I never fell off. It was just
Right.
integrated in part of my life.
Which is like a huge accomplishment, like a huge like moment of success for you know, to have like that balance, that flexibility, that integration that you said, like it's cool. It makes me happy that you can do that, because I know both for both of us, like that was something that we didn't think we'd ever have, or you know, was possible for us. And question for you, so like, do you get slightly, I shouldn't say annoyed, but like, is there any part of you that, okay, we'll just use the word annoyed, that gets annoyed if people only talk to you about bodybuilding?
Are they a fellow bodybuilder?
No.
So let's say it's just like a, is it a friend or is it like a Joe Schmo? It's just like someone on the street that like can clearly tell that you lift weights.
We'll say a friend, because you constantly talk with them.
Okay. I find it more sad because it's not that I don't want to talk about bodybuilding, because obviously I love it. I have no problem talking about it, but usually how the conversation is directed is they're not asking questions to understand bodybuilding. They're asking questions or making statements to make themselves feel better. They'll be like, oh, well, I don't always eat like this. Like they think that I am judging them for how they live their life without asking me. And that makes me sad. That doesn't annoy me. It makes me sad because I'm not someone that's going to judge you for eating, I don't know, a Starbucks egg white if we're on a coffee date because you're hungry. Like, is that what I would do? No, of course not, because it doesn't align with my goals. But like, if I'm having a coffee date with you, I'm happy just to be in your presence. I'm not judging you for what you eat, you know? I will judge you if you have a Frappadappuccino instead of a black fucking coffee, but I'm not gonna judge you for your cake pop.
No, I know. That's a good way to put it because I have a lot of those conversations with people and I'm just like, "Hey, dude, like I don't care. Like I don't. Like unless you're actually me, which you're not, you're never going to be me, one or two, unless you're my athlete and you're neither of those, it doesn't matter, you know? And then for me, like sometimes I'm just like, "Hey, like there's so much more to me than just talking about this." And I think that's the issue that I struggle with because I'm just like, don't you want to know like something else? Like, don't you want to know that I just read four books within 2 weeks? Like, isn't that interesting? Versus like, oh, how was your lift? What are you lifting? When are you getting on stage? It's like, that doesn't matter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't get it. Like you said, I don't think it's like, I think there's a difference when you can tell it's like more coming from them because they're insecure versus like curiosity.
Yeah, and like normally I used to get really defensive about it, like about bodybuilding, because again, that's all I had, right? So if I felt like someone was attacking me or what I did, I'd definitely be a dick about it. But now it's like I try to give people the benefit of the doubt because I want that courtesy extended to me. Because I don't want someone to see me and be like, oh, all she does is fucking lift weights. It's like, well, yeah, that's a part of what I do, but I also, you know, like go on vacation with my husband. Like, you know, we go on coffee dates. Like, we do other things other than, you know, just go to the gym and go to Costco. Like, I'm not just sitting at home like this, like staring at the wall, like, you know,
Waiting till it's time
titties
for
in my
Costco.
hands, just like waiting for life to pass by until my next training session. Like, no, like I go on walks. Like, Eric and I are gonna walk to Stone's Throw, which is like a little restaurant that we can walk to. He'll get a chicken sandwich. I'll get a Diet Coke with lime. We're regulars there. They know us.
Wait,
Like,
wait, 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 wait. Diet
with
Coke
lime. With
with
lime.
lime. You get a lime put in your Diet Coke.
I do. I get multiple limes. They give me a little
And
shot glass of limes.
you squeeze it in there.
I do.
A Diet Coke with lime.
Or lemons, but I like limes.
Wow.
I
All
know.
right. Next time I go out, I'm gonna do it.
It's just, I don't know what it is. It's like, I know it doesn't need more acidity, but like, I like it. I like
Well, not I've never even heard of it.
I don't know where I picked it up. I saw someone do it or I heard about it and I was like, fuck around and find out. And you know what? I wasn't disappointed. I wasn't upset with the outcome. In fact, I like the outcome so much that again, we go to they will see us walking. Like, okay, again, because we walked this establishment. They'll see
And
us
they're like cutting
walking.
up them limes.
Dude, literally, they're cutting up the limes. They'll be like, yo, because you seat yourself, we'll sit at our table. That's the Markham table. Our waitresses will come out, Diet Coke for Eric, Diet Coke with me, shot glass of limes. And then they'll be like, do you even want to see the menu? And Eric's like, no, I'll have a chicken breast sandwich with a side of fruit. And they look at me, they're like, just Diet Coke, right? Yes, ma'am.
No shit. Okay, so when I come and visit you, can I sit at the Markham table? I want to sit at the
It's a
Markham
high
table.
top for two. So you can sit on my lap.
Okay, yeah. Well, okay. Can I sit on your shoulders like with my
No,
crotch
I'll get
face?
like a baby Bjorn, like what they had in
Oh.
fucking The Hangover, and you can just sit in my
But
baby.
I want to face you so my face is in your boobs.
You can just rotate. Just rotate.
I'm just motorboat. Yeah, that's what I want. Gosh. Or I might have to push Eric off a cliff so it can be a table for two with just me and
His face.
you. So you better watch yourself, Eric.
That's right. That's right. Oh my
Damn.
goodness. But yeah, so vacation mode for you. I'm super excited for you and I'm glad you're flying because that would be one hell of a drive.
I used to drive to Florida all the time when I lived in Florida and in Ohio. So, it was not fun. I would do like well, 13-hour drive there on like Friday or Thursday night to Friday morning, and then I would leave Sunday night. and be back by Monday morning to go to class.
And you only pee like once, and that's wild to me. Literally, it was a 2 hour trip to Myrtle Beach, and we had to stop because I had to pee. 2 hours.
Yeah. Nope, I hold that bitch. Just,
I mean, I do too, but I mean, I clearly can't hold it like that because damn.
well, it was like I said, I used to drive at night. So it'd be like I would stop drinking at like 6 p.m. and it'd be like instead of me sleeping,
That's fair.
you don't piss that much when you sleep. So it's just
That's
it was
fair.
kind of the same thing. Except for when you're in prep, you pee all night. I don't know what
That's
that's
why you do is
about.
pee, because there's nowhere to store the water. Like, because you don't
Right.
have fat, and your muscle like can only store so much before your body's like.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to get better rest while you're on prep, but like your bladder and body's like, no, here we go.
Bitch.
Knock, knock, me again.
All right. Well,
No,
I think that's all I got. Anything from you?
that's it.
All right. Great seeing you. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Adios.